So again, for one more time this evening, finding a comfortable and upright posture. Bringing our body into this perfect condition for working in our mind. Our back nice and straight, bringing a relaxed tone to the body. Taking a few moments to let our focus descend throughout the body, right down to the ground. Finding a stable balance in our mind, settling the mind at ease, relaxed and comfortable, in the stillness of the moment right now, naturally clear, luminous, balancing the sense of relaxation of the mind with the clarity of your attention. Totally letting go of distractions or concerns for the time being. Just for a short time, let your focus descend to the sensations throughout the body, becoming highly aware, wide awake with these sensations. You know, we have to understand that when we meditate with a pure motivation, with a motivation that is not only looking for our own happiness and benefit, but also connects to all other sentient beings, then we put our body, speech and mind in pure virtue. And then we abide with that. And even if our concentration is not so good, since our intention is pure, our actions still become virtuous. Everything comes down to your intention. Everything. So by putting our body, speech and mind in this positivity, trying to practice these methods of cultivating our own great potential, with a wish to fully awaken, become a fully awakened person in order to benefit and help others do the same. Such an aspiration is so meaningful, truly worthwhile. You have to understand that. And it's so desperately needed in this world right now. Really, the world needs your wisdom desperately. So we have to cultivate it, finding ourselves in these perfect conditions, having the opportunity to do that. So let's make this meditation a cause to fully cultivate our own wisdom. So with that in mind, we can bring our focus to our breath. Bringing our awareness to the area of our abdomen. And with all our focus and the strong determination not to leave the sensations that arise there as we breathe in an effortless way, we rest our attention there, abiding with the rise and fall of our abdomen in a relaxed but very attentive manner. And if it helps you, you can think instead of focusing the mind on your abdomen, on the breath. You rather stay with the breath, staying with the movement, simply being with that, abiding with that, giving yourself the freedom to peacefully stay with your breathing in this way, so that it becomes a joyful task and not a burden. And as soon as you see that you have lost touch with your breathing, you can simply remember your task and very gently, slowly bring your mind back there. Again, abiding with an ongoing quality of mindfulness, maintaining a relaxed state of mind, with a relaxed body. you see that there are hardships or difficulties arising for you, recognizing your own limitations, your own weaknesses, try to be at ease with that, being all right. Simply refresh your focus, increase your interest, and attend closely with some kind of curiosity and ease. Taking a few moments to stretch and readjust if you know. for just a few minutes you can again come into contact with your breath. In order to calm the mind, settle it into its natural state of relaxation and clarity. And then we shift from this more quiet mode of awareness, moving into a more active state. The clear quality of awareness that is able to visualize and create images, using our own creativity and clear awareness to imagine and visualize things. And then let us focus this bright attention upon ourselves. Upon the human being that is sitting on this cushion. This living being that just wants to be happy and does not want to suffer. Not even for one single second. As we turn this bright attention to ourselves, to this living being, we can ask ourselves, how do we actually treat this living being? Are we kind to that living being? Do we treat this sentient being with loving kindness and patience? So with all your focus, turn your awareness inwards upon this sentient being that has your name. And for a few moments, attend very closely to your own aspirations. What is your wish? To what do you aspire? What would make you truly happy? And as you attend vividly, see if you can find that which is lovable inside you. And those people who truly love you, who hold you very dear with deep affection, to what person are they attending? So look through the eyes of loving kindness to this person who is you, this person who is truly worthy of realizing your most meaningful aspirations, who is truly worthy of finding the happiness that you seek. Then as you bring that to mind, what you envision, that would truly make you happy and feeling fulfilled, not only in terms of your worldly needs like shelter and friends, clothing or medical care, but beyond these worldly needs. What do you envision would truly make you happy, bringing you this sense of satisfaction that you deeply seek? Now you can visualize your own inner potential, your own luminous, pristine awareness as a radiant ball of light at the center of your chest. And as this orb of light slowly overflows with each out-breath, as you arouse this aspiration of loving kindness, imagine immeasurable rays of light flowing out from this ball of light and filling your entire being with every out-breath. Breathing out from your heart and filling your whole being each time you exhale. Arousing the thought in you, may I be truly well and happy. May I find genuine happiness and the causes for this happiness. And with each out-breath, as you descend this light of your awareness throughout your body, generate this wish that you may indeed flourish and find this happiness that you seek. with every out-breath, as this light fills every cell of your body, arouse this thought: may I be truly happy, and may I find the happiness that I deeply wish for. And as you breathe out, you can let your imagination play and visualize that you attain here and now this realization of your own heart's desire. Experiencing right now the genuine happiness that you seek. And then, if you wish, you can redirect your awareness, this time to a person that is close to you, a person that is very dear to you. Visualizing this person in the space in front of you, vividly visualizing his or her appearance. Just thinking about this person may fill your heart with a sense of closeness and warmth, deep affection. So bring to mind this person for whom you find it very easy to generate this wish of loving kindness. May you find the happiness that you seek. So bring this person to mind and attend to the lovable qualities that so endear you to this person, coming into contact with that. And as you might know what this person desires, what is the deep wish for this person? What this person really wishes for? You can visualize this light at the center of your heart. As with every out-breath, it goes out and fills this person completely. Arousing the thought, may also you, like myself, find the happiness and the causes of the happiness that you truly wish for. May you find the happiness that you seek. Again, as you breathe out and fill this person with the light of loving kindness from your heart, let your imagination play. Imagining this person actually finding the happiness he or she seeks. Finding this happiness here and now. The fulfillment this person wishes for. Then in the spirit of joy, you can dissolve your visualization into light and let it fade back into the space of your mind. And for a few moments, keep resting in this quality of awareness itself, resting your awareness in its own place. Simply being aware of being aware. And then very gently coming back to your breathing. Bringing your awareness back into this room. Onto the cushion you're sitting on. Feeling the quality of your mind after the meditation we've just been doing. You can dedicate this positive potential, this positive energy you've created, to the goal that through practicing in this way, may you truly find this happiness that you wish for. And may we learn how to accept ourselves and love ourselves the way we are right now. Realizing that we are truly worthy of gaining this happiness. Because only if we realize that, only then can we generate this loving kindness also for other beings. So in order to be of greatest benefit to ourselves and all other sentient beings, we dedicate this energy out, sharing it with each and everyone.